Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, we're coming live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience on this Wednesday. Crazy stuff. I mean, magic stepping down out of nowhere. Obviously, Dirk and D-Wade getting ready to say goodbye. And we're hitting it all here on the show. Masters tomorrow, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM 206. There's nothing quite like a basketball farewell tour. Mm-hmm. It just, these guys have it so good, don't
you know,
they?
They do. You know why? It gets announced. I didn't even announce it that I'm retiring at the end of my last season, which was 06, 07.
Yep.
And people were crushing me.
Yeah,
guys,
I know.
These guys, like, championing it.
I know.
Like, what the hell is going on here?
I hear you. I watched some of the Dirk stuff last. I know they fed him the rock,
yeah,
and he had a great game.
Yeah,
he took like 20, I think he took 30 shots or 20-something shots. Which is great. And Dirk is so awesome. I mean, there's the European player,
mm-hmm,
and then there's Dirk Nowitzki, who just propelled it to a different level. He's a top five scorer all the time. He's great, and he's a champion. But I'm watching some of the highlights from the pregame ceremony with Dirk last night in Dallas, and Sean Kemp was there. Scottie Pippen was there. Charles Barkley was there.
Nice.
And great. I just didn't understand the connection. Like,
yeah,
where was Derek Harper? I mean, did I miss something? Well, I'm sure I missed something with this. I was watching some baseball, too. But why was Sean Kemp and Charles there?
Dirk had made some public comments that those were his favorite players to watch in the 90s before he got himself into the NBA.
Wow. See, that is, I knew there had to be. It was just too random.
So who got him
it's
there?
Awesome.
The Mavericks or was it the NBA?
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban.
That's awesome. Great.
Yeah, that's cool.
Charles was there. Sean Kemp. Sean looked good. Remember, he put on all that weight.
Yep.
We had him on the show. Rain Man
was
great. That was a while ago, but he was really good. And Scottie Pippen was terrific as well. So that was cool. And Dwayne Wade. So I want you to think about something, because this summer, I don't anticipate, nor do you. I mean, I know the answer, but I don't want to speak for you. You don't think the Lakers get any prominent free agents, right?
No.
Okay.
I think if you had to be crazy to be a superstar and go there.
Agreed. So with that being said, the team, the co-tenants of Staples Center are the Clippers.
Mm.
And who's running the Clippers? That would be Jerry West.
Right.
And Kawhi Leonard, there's a thought he's going to seriously kick the tires, if not actually get in the car and lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be incredibly far-fetched. And I mentioned the name Kobe Bryant before we went to break.
I'm pondering.
Hold on. Ponder this. This might be more interesting. How about an old-school duel in the same building for state superiority between, you ready?
Go ahead.
Between the gentleman I just mentioned, the great Jerry West, the logo, and Pat Riley coming back home to save the Lakers.
Oh, man. I mean, it would be amazing, but if you're Pat Riley, Pat Riley is 67?
Now look it.
Right now, I can't remember how old he is. I think he's mid-60s.
I think he's got to be a little more than 67. 74.
74.
Well, he didn't even.
Makes my case better.
74.
If you're Pat Riley, golly.
God bless Pat Riley.
I know, right?
Man, oh man.
And all the sun. He's sitting in the sun in Miami too. He doesn't look like he's aged in the last decade. I swear.
Stop dyeing the hair. He did do that. Who cares?
Still,
all good.
Looks distinguished.
He's got hair.
Still got a full head.
Yeah, he's ahead of me.
Wow. God bless him.
Yeah, he
man.
Looks tremendous.
So Pat Riley at 74, obviously doing something quite right in Miami. He's got three championships to his name. He's an icon down there.
Yeah.
He's got to own that place.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the world would you, for the last maybe, what, 5 years? He's not going to do this till he's 80-something.
Why not? Right? Jerry West is still doing it.
Yeah, true, but I don't, whatever. I don't see him. I don't see him going till 85. So,
well, 85 is a stretch. I would grant you that. 85 is ridiculous.
You're going to uproot yourself for the last 5-6 years of your NBA career. Go to a place on the other side of the country that's heavy with traffic, that's yeah, glitzy and glamorous, but you're 74 years old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not taking advantage of the nightlife of Los Angeles or the adulation of Los Angeles.
So you know some nice dinners to take your wife to.
Yeah, but you know there's some nice dinners in South Beach,
there's
too.
Nice dinners everywhere when you got that kind of loot and you look like that. I hear you.
Do you? I just can't see substituting what he's built and his legacy and his comfortability in South Beach of Florida and going to Los Angeles with the congestion and the dysfunction and the complete, at least organizational...
upheaval that it's going to require to do it.
It's going to require to do.
Okay, you make very, very good points. I'm not even going to waste my time refuting any of them because everything you said, you know, when you apply it to the normal person is true. But you talk about uprooting his life. It's not like he's going to go on Trulia.com or Zillow.com and hope that he finds a home in it.
No, not even that.
You move wherever you want. You got a gazillion dollars in the bank and more directly.
But
you got a gun? You got a gun?
When you're somewhere for a while, and he's been in Miami for a minute now.
Yep.
Right?
Long time.
You are comfortable.
Oh, no doubt about it.
You know which deli to go to to get the New York style bagel, even though the water's different, so it's not quite the same. You know where to go, you know, to get that perfect cappuccino where nobody's gonna bother you and chill. And you know where to recruit and or how to recruit free agents or whoever.
Do you still know how to recruit? The team's not that good in the last couple of years.
That's a good point. I mean, that's a good point.
That's what I'm getting. That was how I was gonna, you know, punctuate this entire argument. If you Pat Riley used the word legacy. His legacy is secure no matter what.
No,
Pat
right.
Riley's a titan
There's
of the
no,
game.
No doubt about it.
But Pat Riley also has an incredible ego, which is why he's Pat Riley. Mm-hmm. All right? You think he wants to go out with a whimper? Because there is no chance Miami turns this thing around in terms of a championship turn anytime soon. They're a floundering. Yeah, not, that's not the right word. Strike that for the record.
Yeah.
They are a relatively listless franchise right now. Without any discernible upward trajectory.
Yeah.
They're on a treadmill to nowhere.
They're kind
some
of
bad
no
contracts and some average players.
You're right. They're interestingly though they're only like they're going to finish the season a game likely out of the playoffs.
Okay.
A game. Now.
But even if they got it, they're the 8th seed.
I agree.
Which even further illuminates my point.
They're going to get destroyed. This was a season full of Dwayne Wade tributes.
Mhm.
Dragic
I mean, they signed him. I'm looking up the money now just to have every penny dotted, if
Justice
you will.
Justice Winslow hasn't been
the player we thought he'd be. He hasn't been.
No.
And at this rate, I'm not expecting him to become that anytime soon.
Hassan Whiteside, who we thought was going to be.
Horrendous contract they gave him. Doesn't even
contract.
Play all the time.
I agree. He just kind of.
Not feeling it.
He's stuck in a game that's not him anymore. It's not his strength anymore.
Part of it.
I mean, I'd have to look at the contracts, but I mean.
Jeez, Teak, how about this? Miami has the worst. Miami is number one in payroll. They're number one, meaning you're really last if you're number one.
How is that?
They have the highest payroll. I'm going to tell you. Now, you mentioned some of the names here. Well, they're still paying parts of Bosch. And to be fair, I don't know how that works out with the with the insurance aspect of it.
That's hard.
I'm not sure. Whiteside is making 24 this year, 27 next year. Ryan Anderson, remember they got him in that trade. Geez. He's a shooter, does nothing else. I mean, $20 million, $21 million. Dragic has a player's option after this year, but is he going to opt out of $20 million a year?
Probably
not. He could, but that's not a given. James Johnson, 14, 15, 15. Kelly Olynyk here, 13-5, 13-5. Deion Waiters, 12.5, 13-13. Where are they going?
Yeah.
Justin, you mentioned Winslow. They're going absolutely nowhere.
Yeah.
So this is a Pat Riley. Pat Riley's going to have to wrestle with this, and I'm sure he does a lot.
Yeah.
Driving around saying, if I keep this up, I am destined. I'm pretty much destined to a path of basketball irrelevance for the rest of my sound mind body
years. So the question is he okay with that? And is it better for him to go to L.A. and try to deal with that? Where, by the way, he's got to mend fences with LeBron James.
That could be done.
Which I'm sure it could be.
That could be done.
But it's still something you have to take into consideration.
I'll tell you what might happen if Pat Riley goes to the Lakers. You might actually get some of these free agents.
Yeah. Yeah, because they trust him.
They trust him. You know, I don't know if he wants to do it. Now, let's at least kick it around with Kobe. Kobe is a beast in terms of taking on projects, and he seems like the kind of guy who could sleep 3 hours.
Oh yeah,
wake up, hit the treadmill,
no
do
doubt.
Yoga,
he's,
do this.
He's young.
Yep,
he's got an energy for success. He wants to be great at whatever it is he's doing.
Agreed.
Doesn't
agreed.
Matter what it is.
Yeah. And I think some of his off-the-court projects, at least I know this is subjective, to me are better than some of LeBron's off-the-court projects. I think Kobe's smarter. I don't know how else to say it. I think Kobe's more intelligent than LeBron James. Why mince words? I just think he's a smarter person. So if I'm Kobe, what I've got to wrestle with now is, do I want to get back into the day-to-day grind of basketball that could compromise my other interests? And yeah. There's a multitude of them.
Yep.
Because if he does, I think he'd be great at it. The other problem, though, is he's boys with Rob Pelinka.
Mm-hmm.
And it's his former agent.
Yeah.
So Rob, the whole dynamic with Pelinka and the Lakers, and you know, even Magic didn't really give him a heck of an endorsement on the way out. He was asked, "Is Rob Pelinka the right GM for the job?" And he's like, "I don't know. I'm not sure." I mean, geez, you may as well just say no. He's horrendous.
Yeah, but how does Magic know? Magic can't evaluate the guy. He was only there for 2 years, and he doesn't know. He doesn't have perspective. But I mean, the bigger question, though, is this good for the Lakers that Magic stepped down?
Yes.
Look, we knew he was doing a terrible job.
It's very good.
But the question after you agree, and I agree with you, after we can agree that this was good for the Lakers, even if it was executed poorly, for Magic to step down, what's next?
I checked that. I don't think it was good. I think it was great. I just need to be clear. Okay. I think it was great for the
Fantastic.
Lakers.
Fantastic.
For the Lakers' future.
But now what? Now what happens? Who was there? Because do you trust Rob Pelinka, who was an agent,
mm-hmm.
to now, and reportedly, he's getting more power,
mm-hmm.
whatever that means, in the Lakers organization.
Sure.
Do you trust him to do what Magic couldn't? And if you don't, who are you bringing in? Like, who's there? This is what we've been trying to figure out. Who's there that is a big enough name?
Yep.
Maybe has a tie to the Lakers. Maybe doesn't. Maybe you don't need a tie for the Lakers.
I don't think you need that. I don't think it's there are certain teams where it's kind of a prerequisite.
Yeah.
And the Lakers would be on that short list. But I would rather go outside the Lakers family and get somebody I know that's right for the job.
Get the right
than
guy.
Than somebody that's good for the job, but is a Laker.
Yeah.
And somebody who's great and is not a Laker is more appealing to me.
Yeah, it's not dissimilar to Larry Bird. With the Pacers.
Larry Legend. About the commercial with him and Charles.
I know.
Those commercials getting a little corny. At what point does that stop?
Yeah, never.
I mean, you know.
Never.
You think they're going to keep riding this?
Yeah,
and I don't understand the whole, like, what is the connection of Spike, Charles, and Samuel L. Jackson?
Nothing.
So how did they even start that concept?
Influential African Americans.
But there's a lot of them out there that you could have chosen.
I know.
But how did they get those that trio?
Because Charles is Charles, larger than life personality.
Yeah, I get that part of it.
And
I can see if it was Reggie Miller and Spike Lee.
And then there's Spike. Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? Like I don't understand. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't work.
It does work.
Some are better than others. I like the one with Larry Bird. That was that. And the one with, what's it called? Spike Brie, like the Brie cheese.
Yeah, with the arena. I forgot what they said. It was arena.
And now Nance is getting paid handsomely. He just pipes in for 10 seconds.
Yeah,
he gets a fat paycheck.
Hey.
I'm not mad at
Hello,
you.
Hello, folks.
Here's my voice. Pay me.
Exactly.
Bleep you, pay me. Listen, I don't know what the Lakers do, but I do know that, you know, last night was, once you get over the shock of Magic really abandoning his franchise, from a Lakers fan's point of view, you should quickly come to the realization that whomever takes his place will be infinitely better. He was that bad at his job. Now you got to find the person. You know, I threw out a name. I don't think that they would even reach out with an exploratory call. I'm not sure. He's been out of the game for a little bit. Joe Dumars.
Hmm.
Now, I mean, opposite coast, Detroit roots. Won't they get to 6 straight Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah.
I mean, when I was working in Detroit, Joe was building that team with guys like Ben Wallace and guys who were under the radar. I mean, it wasn't all like top 5 draft picks, you know?
He's young, man. He's 55. He's only 55. I'm just looking up. 55 years old.
Yeah, that's still good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you know?
Absolutely it is.
And
he had a really good executive career.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think he had a great career.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's not still working.
Yeah.
Because I know he's...
I'm just looking at the notes on him.
Sure.
He was a... I didn't realize this, but he almost got the job in Atlanta back in 2017.
Okay.
He obviously did not.
And the Hawks are in pretty good shape. They had a good draft last year.
Yeah.
Trae Young's good. We like their coach. We've had him on.
I think he's still technically an advisor.
For whom?
The Pistons.
Is he?
Yeah, just I'm just reading this.
I don't think he's got any juice.
But he doesn't. That's it. It's probably more ceremonial than anything.
I hear you. That's a name out there. You hear Phil Jackson. Good luck getting him from the mountains to come down and put down the bong and even have a conversation with you. Phil Jackson doesn't want to do this at this point. Nor would I think. Listen, by the way, it applies to Phil as well. Phil was horrendous as an executive with the Knicks. Great coach, horrendous exec. I don't know what they do. D-Cell, are we missing a name? Anybody? Just, I got to think young. Is there a young executive out there? I mean, Sean Marks for the Nets is phenomenal, but they're not going to poach
him. There's likely some out there, but there's none that will catch our ear because we won't know them. Like they probably
top moved, of mind. I got you.
They've moved their way up. They're really great at whatever organization they're in.
Yep.
But they're not. We don't know them.
That's fair. All right, Lakers. We'll see where this goes. But the other thing that, you want to resolve this soon. I don't think that this would happen because I was amenable to, if I'm running the Lakers, and I said this a couple of months ago, I would at least take calls and maybe think about trading LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Does this create a situation where LeBron now goes to them proactively and says, get me out of here. This is not what I signed up for. We'll get some answers soon, but it's messy. All right, T, coming up next, inbounds, out of bounds, and a lot of pitching issues around Major League Baseball. And what could be some of the solutions? You got that. That's on the menu. Inbounds, Out of Bounds is next right here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
This is Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Quick way to save a little money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance on a Wednesday here across the country, 3 hours every day. 3 to 6 Eastern, noon to 3 Pacific, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, and Sirius XM Channel 206. We had Ty Jerome early in the first hour. A lot of magic in between. We'll do a little baseball up next with Uncle Spliffy. Uncle Cliff Floyd.
Love Cliff Floyd.
He's awesome. MLB Network right now, though. It's time for some In and Out. Let's go.
Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right, what's wrong, and who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and Out of Bounds now. With Tiki and Tierney.
Okay, here we go. Tiki, two of baseball's most historic franchises dealing with starting pitching injuries. A lot of people banged up. Yanks announced yesterday that ace Luis Severino, and I told you this would be an issue because you go back to the MRI tube, that ain't good. He's going to miss at least 6 more weeks due to a grade 2 lat strain while the Cubs place John Lester. Not as serious. He's on a 10-day injured list. He hurt his hammy, scheduled for an MRI today. Now, New York and Chicago both off to respectively slow starts. Yanks 5-6, Cubbies just 3-8. And as we've discussed, there's some starting pitching help available. Dallas Keuchel is still unsigned. In or out, Dallas Keuchel will wind up signing with the Yankees or the Cubs.
I'm going to say inbounds, BT. I know it's tough for both of these squads because they are over the luxury line. I think the Yankees are probably about 6, and I think the Cubs are about 16 or so. But when you get to the point when your injury list looks like theirs looks like, John Lester's banged up. Even their relief pitchers are banged up. Mike Montgomery, he's banged up. He's out until next week. They one out for the season. Graven's out for the season. Yeah, they need to make a move. I think either one of them will decide to do it, even if it's fiscally a little bit imprudent, especially because you can get Dallas Keuchel, who's sitting now for months.
Yep.
For pennies on the dollar. So I think not pennies, but you know what I mean.
I got you.
At least half price.
No, you're gonna get a nice discount on Dallas Keuchel.
Right.
He's a nice control pitcher, keeps the ball in the ballpark, all that stuff. Doesn't really walk a lot of guys. He's a pro. I'm gonna say out of bounds here, though. I do think somebody's gonna obviously claim him and or sign him, I should say, but. Specifically on the Yankees, as I've said all along, I believe that they'll hold out and wind up eventually trading, I believe, for Mad Bum. Use one of those prospects. I think that that's on their radar first and foremost.
God, how unpopular will that be in San Fran?
Depending upon what they get back. It's funny. I was watching some highlights of the Giants last night, and it was so vibrant when Jen and I lived out there. They won a championship. And now the buzz
gone.
Is, I saw some empty seats.
Yeah.
You don't see AT&T. Actually, they read it. What is it now? Not AT&T. They just changed, whatever the name is now, changed it every couple of years. Just Monster.com Park was, they played at Candlestick, whatever it is now. The beautiful ballpark off of 4th and King. So I think that the fans understand, Bochy's going to step away. He's done. So I think that they know it's time. the Cubs might have to be a little more desperate because the NL Central, the Brewers, are a really good team. That's not like a, you know, yeah. They're good. I mean, it's not like 8-4 is an anomaly. They're going to be good all year, so the Cubbies better be careful. But I think it's going to be a team that is unexpectedly in contention. And I'll give you a couple without really expounding because I know we have to move on. Keep an eye on Seattle, who's 11-2. Keep an eye on maybe the Twins, who are 6-3. I don't think the Rays would do it because they just gave Snell 50 mil. Those are two teams that I could see. Maybe the Padres, see where they go.
Yeah.
They're over 500 now. Machado hasn't really hit yet. I think it's going to be a team who's surprised where they are, and they're buoyed by that, and I believe that's the kind of team that goes after Keuchel.
Are you in or are you out?
Hey, all right. Seattle's 11-2.
It's amazing. I mean, they are. What is their run? They've got to be at least 25 run differential, right? Well, Seattle is plus 40.
Yeah.
Wow, so that's no mirage. No. Seattle's playing ball. All right, the NFL draft is just 2 weeks away now, and it's going to be a star-studded event in Nashville, including Tiki and Tierney. We'll be out there for a couple of days. Can't wait. We'll be right from the Fan Fest bringing the draft to you, which is going to be awesome. However, there's going to be one glaring absence. Our buddy Dwayne Haskins, who's been on the show, and he is opting to stay home in Maryland to be with his family, be with his crew. He's expected to be a top 10 pick and expected to be the second overall quarterback taken here. In or out, Teague, it is a bad look for Dwayne Haskins and the NFL that Haskins won't be at the draft in Tennessee.
Maybe for the NFL, but I don't think for Dwayne. I think Dwayne, it's just so out of bounds for me. I forgot who we talked to last year that also didn't go to the draft, and he said, look, I want to be with my family. My family was what got me to this point. It's their support, and, you know, I can't bring them all. So I'll go to all of them. So I think it's not a good look for the NFL because it you miss out on the prestige and the
photo op.
Pomp and circumstance.
Sure.
But I think it's actually great for Dwayne.
You know, it's funny. I answer it the same exact way, so I don't need to really elaborate. Because for this to be inbounds, both aspects have to be correct.
Agreed.
And I believe it would be bad for the NFL, but I think it's awesome for the young man. Priority. Yeah, family is much more important than going up and giving a fake hug to the commission. He's probably going to suspend you in a couple years if you're driving 57 miles per hour.
You're right.
So I think you got it right. I say out of bounds.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, busy night in the NBA last night between Magic, and we hit that heavy on the show, Dwayne Wade and Dirk. But the Minnesota Timberwolves made a decision as well about their future, and this disappointing season, as much as it's been a disappointment, they are going to retain both their GM, Scott Layden, who was horrendous with my Knicks, and head coach Ryan Saunders. Now, Saunders took over for Thibodeau, as we all remember, was fired in January, Thibs was. Saunders is young. He's only 32, and he's led, in quotes, the T-Wolves to a 17-24 record. Inbounds or out of bounds, you expect or we expect the T-Wolves to be a playoff team next season.
It's hard for me to say inbounds, so I got to, just because looking at the standings as they are constructed right now, so I got to go out of bounds, BT, because the Clippers are not going to be significantly worse. Neither are the San Antonio Spurs. Oklahoma City's not either. Utah's not. Portland's not. Houston's not. Denver's not. Golden State. Those are the eight playoff teams. Who are they jumping over? And by the way, Dallas is on the come.
No, oh, yeah.
So
depending upon what happens with that guy that used to play for the Knicks,
exactly.
and the recent claim, him and Doncic.
And that's not even
good
mentioning
God.
Sacramento, who's also a really good constructed team right now. So out of bounds. Not because they're not be good, and they might have better players, and they might, you know, miraculously play good basketball, but who are they beating? They can't jump anybody.
I agree with you. Now, the NBA, you know, the standings, nothing should be a complete shock. So, you know, you never leave out leave the door. I'll leave the door slightly ajar for a somewhat interesting turnaround here. But the evidence isn't really there for me yet.
Yeah.
I can't latch onto it. We know Butler's gone. Only played 10 games this year. You know, Wiggins, you know, what is Wiggins' PER? I know it's bad. Andrew Wiggins' PER is 12.
Oh,
12. 12. So as much as Karl Anthony Towns does a lot at both ends of the court, I agree. This is pretty easy unless they have a home run draft or have a great trade.
Yeah.
And maybe they're going to get to the point where they start to maybe field some offers for Karl Anthony Towns for the betterment of the future moving forward. You can get a lot back for him in theory. I say out of bounds. There's just too many teams in the West that are better.
Are you in or are you out?
Okay. Appearing on the NFL Network earlier this week, former NFL head coach Jack Del Rio had an interesting take on Russell Wilson's contract extension talks with Seattle.
Don't be surprised if, before it's all said and done, when we line up for the season next year, if Russell Wilson isn't quarterbacking somewhere else, and the Seahawks haven't gone and gotten a quarterback they think for the future.
It's hysterical. The Seahawks.
Dude, was that Freudian?
I don't know what that was.
I mean, seriously.
They're certainly not hacks. I mean, you can say maybe they made a few at all. They're the terrific organization. The Seahawks, that is really funny. All right, so here's the deal. We know that Wilson's insisted on getting a contract worked out by next Monday, April 15th, the first day of the offseason for Seattle. But there's been speculation that Wilson ultimately is not looking to stay in Seattle long term. Mm. Interesting point. In or out, the Seahawks will trade Russell Wilson this offseason.
I'm going to say inbounds of this, BT.
Are you really?
They don't have the cap space to give him the deal that they need that he needs to get. Now, they can franchise him, but that still puts them in a bind a little bit, because next year it'll be $30 million close to for the franchise tag. And then that's the starting point for the for future contract conversations. This Seahawks team is not far from having to rebuild significantly. So, and you got an older head coach. I could see it happening. So I'm going to say inbounds.
Oh, my God. If this does happen, they would be the Seahawks. I mean, then they can officially change and put in the patent form now, because they would be the Seahawks. Russell Wilson continues for some mysterious, I don't know what the motivation, I don't know the reason behind this, the impetus, but he is the most undervalued, most underappreciated, most underrated athlete in all the team sports.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson isn't good. Russell Wilson is great. He's dynamic. He projects youthful exuberance. He gets his team to the end zone. He's a class act as a citizen. Russell Wilson should have anything that he wants on a contract, on a table, ready to be signed. My answer is firmly out of bounds. If they do it, they are a disaster. I don't care what they get back. Because, listen, without Russell Wilson, they're a 2-14 team.
Yeah.
With Russell Wilson, given his age, and he's still firmly in his prime, just entering his prime, you could say, barely just entering it, a little modification here and there, they can win the Super Bowl. That would be reckless. I don't see that happen. I totally disagree.
Tune in next time for another edition of Inbounds or Out of Bounds with Tiki and Tierney.
Crazy. If you Giants get him, I know you'd be happy, but wow, I hear you. All right, coming up next here, Tiki, do a little baseball. Kind of take the temperature of the season the first couple of weeks here. See what's real, what's not. You obviously get a lot of crooked numbers and inflated stats and some quick starts and slow starts. And we'll sort through the start of the baseball season. Cliff Floyd, our buddy from the MLB Network, is after Ack, who's coming at you right now.
This is Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio.
The world's best vibe for the coveted green jacket. Don't miss the highlights tonight and tomorrow. Full coverage Saturday and Sunday. It's a tradition unlike any other, the Masters on CBS. Bring your game. I was watching some stuff last night and even this morning on the range. You know how they have like on the range at certain events and they kind of give you some coverage before they actually get into the real coverage. I know it rained a lot in Augusta because it was raining when my in-laws were there yesterday. Remember that? So we sent them out there for my father-in-law's 70th birthday and it was pouring. So Augusta's not long. Augusta's obviously tricky if you don't know the nooks and crannies of it. Amen Corner, the different undulations in the green, blah, where to avoid real trouble. But if that course is wet, and it looks like they're going to get some more rain throughout the week or at least possibly into the weekend, you're going to see some mid-60s with great frequency.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see the number that if that's the, and I'll make the official prediction before we get out of here. But if that's the case, I'm going to say it might be minus 15 to win it, which would be a low number, you know?
Would be.
Or high, depending upon how you look at it. Tiki, let's do a little baseball. Love our next guest, Uncle Cliff. Cliff Floyd, sweet lefty swinger. Cliff, of course, MLB Network analyst. And you can watch Cliff across all the different platforms, the studio shows, all next week. Plus, MLB Network showcase game tonight as my Yankees battle the Astros, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Cliff, Tiki, and Tierney, welcome back. How are you today?
Good. What's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling?
All good, man. All good. Let's hand the baton right to you. Biggest story so far a couple of weeks into the season is?
Well, you can go with Seattle or you can go with the Tigers. I'm going with Seattle, though.
Okay.
I just think when you look at the Mariners and where they are, and, you know, forget the 11-2 record. It's the whole squad. It's everything from the starting pitching to the depth of the lineup to you look at the back end of the bullpen without, you know, Diaz there. I mean, you could have said that Seattle would probably end that division, maybe in the middle. Definitely not in first place sitting there pretty, because I've always said and always heard this, fellas, you know, you can't win division in April, but you can dang sure lose one, right?
Yeah.
That's been like the MO for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're setting themselves up pretty nicely here to show that, you know what, this is not just no fluke. I mean, they absolutely destroying the baseball. You got Jay Bruce leading the league with seven bombs. I mean, look, they are the story for me.
Okay, that's a good call. Listen, eventually the Astros, I would imagine, are going to start bludgeoning people and win
right.
100 games. I mean, they're too good.
Well, you got to be careful with that.
Okay.
You got to be careful.
Why, though? What would I trip over with that statement? I still think the Astros are great.
Okay, well, when you say great,
uh-huh.
Are you saying great from a rotation standpoint? They have probably one of the best rotations. Or are you saying great because they're getting healthy from a lineup standpoint? Like, where's the greatness that we saw in the past that made them, like, elite, and this is going to be something we can talk about for years to come? Because I don't see that right now,
mm-hmm.
even though I still think they're good.
Mm-hmm.
I just think when you lose certain pieces,
yep.
you can lose greatness overnight. I think we've seen that a little bit with the Astros. And, look, I'm not saying these cats that they have, these youngsters that have in the rotation, but we have to wait and see how good these guys going to be when you get past Verlander
and Cole.
You know, and Cole.
So let me ask you this then, Cliff. Cliff Float is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. 17 years in the show. He's got the championship with the Fish back in the late 97. Made an all-star team as well. Just an ultimate professional. Every time I'm on, I tell him that mm-hmm. swing was sweet, man. He's a big guy, long, loose, explosive swing, foul line to foul line. But let me phrase it this way to you. Do you have more confidence that the Astros will continue to, I'll put quote around the word scuffle, or that Seattle, not that they're going to sustain 11-2, but that Seattle's for real, or that the Astros are a little dented, to put it in to describe it that way? What do you feel more confidently about?
That word, that's the word I love, dented.
Yeah.
Look, I think the Astros are dented, and I do. I think that, you know, I think they had this flair about them in the past, and I think it's when you're really good, you can have that. I mean, everything was all smiles, and you know, they was on the top step. And I'm not saying they can't get that back. It's just hard to get it when you have youngsters like Correa, who's trying to find himself because of injuries. You know, when you look at certain things that's happened, and I like the Brantley move. I thought that was huge for them.
Same with me. Healthy. Yeah, I agree.
Yes. Brantley healthy. Look, you got you a nice little lefty in there to compliment, you know, your right-hander. But I just look at what's won in the past. And for me, the pitching has won. Now, like I said, can these guys, you know, be what the league is now, probably start? Yeah, they can. But the Astros was a team that, okay, everybody didn't feel the pressure. Like when you talk about Cole and Verlander, they're going to start feeling a little bit more of the pressure now because you're literally counting on youngsters to carry you after those two. And for me, this is very hard to do. For 162, very hard.
Okay.
Yeah, talking about dents, though, Cliff, what's wrong with the Red Sox? I mean, you look at their starting pitching, all of them, Sale, David Price, even Nathan Eovaldi, their ERAs are over six. Sales is nine. They're not really hitting like they were. Their run differential is really, really in the negative right now. What ails the world champions kind of feels like overnight? The roster is much the same.
Well, you hit it around the head. They had the luxury of having all those runs scored from the start of the game, right, all throughout the game.
Yeah.
For the starting pitcher. That was a luxury. Like, you sit there and be like, well, if I give up four, we're going to win 9-4, 9-5.
Yeah.
Well, now you got to be perfect. I won't say perfect, but now you have now it's pretty much, you know, you're showing your butt. It's like, okay, now I got to go out here and – pretty much hold it down because our offense is not clicked in yet. And we're seeing these guys make a ton of mistakes. This is bottom line what you've seen.
Yeah.
I know the ball hasn't fallen for me. I get all that stuff, and sometimes that does happen. Like the ball just don't fall your way and you end up coming up short. But when you have guys that have shown that they haven't been at the top of the games a lot, you can go down David Price. Nathan Eovaldi has had this trouble. If Chris Sale doesn't figure it out, and it's super early, and he's one of the dopest in the game. He's by far one of the best when he's healthy. If Chris Sale is not on point and everybody is chasing your butt because you just won the chip, it could be a long year for the Red Sox. We've seen things like this happen to great teams, and you know, you got to have guys out there that's consistently good at year in and year out to sort of build that type of dynasty or whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. as far as what your, you know, what your team represents. Because for me, on paper, the Red Sox look as good as you can possibly look. But I'll tell you one thing that I've always said, and I love Dave Dombrowski. But when you have the back end of your bullpen without one of the best closers in the game,
yeah,
it's going to be hard to repeat what you just did.
I agree.
Yeah.
But they can control that. They can sign him. That's like, if I'm a Red Sox fan, I'm so incensed because it's not like a player left for another team as a free agent or he blew out his arm. You talk about the back end of the bullpen, that's their fault.
It is. Well, look, fault or not, sometimes these guys, you know, I played for John Heron, the CEO. I played for him down with, you know, he signed me with the Marlins. He tried to, when I went to Boston, John Henry was there. John Henry is not going to spend that type of money. If he feels, look, it's hard to say he ain't worth it. It's just when you talk about the $100 million and you don't come off of it and you don't have a plan B in place,
yep.
then it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard pressed to give you exactly what you're asking for. Now, I don't know if it did come off that number or not, but I know one thing for sure because I played the game a long time.
Yep.
Is those precious three outs are the hardest outs in the game to get. And if you can't get them consistently, then you're going to be an inconsistent team.
Agreed. You're just not going to win. I want to throw this by you, and I'm fascinated by how you frame your answer. Listen, anybody who's played, you know, anything that's a remotely high level, not even in the bigs, but high school, college, whatever, sometimes you're in a funk. You step in the batter's box. As soon as you step in, it's 0-2. You're guessing. You're in your own head. You foul off the one good pitch you get. You're chasing sliders. You're lost. And quite frankly, you feel as if you're never going to get another hit. That's happening with Chris Davis at the major league level, and it's a continuation of last year. Number one, what the hell is wrong with him? And number two, what do you do to get him out of this?
Man, that's the question. I mean, that's the question of the day, of the year.
She's terrible.
At first, I got really mad at Chris Davis as an ex-player.
Okay.
You can talk to this. When guys don't make adjustments, man, you start questioning their will to be good.
Yeah.
Like, you can place them with the money. Like, a lot to go on with this. You know what I mean? As an ex-player, you're sitting there watching this going, hold on, man, that ball's right down the middle. Now, I know it's very easy for me to sit in front of TV with my popcorn and go, why you ain't hit that ball, right?
Yeah.
But on the flip side of it, I'm looking at the stance. I'm looking at the bat angle. I'm looking at some of these things. And I'm saying, okay, you're going to have to spread out. What spread out do? Well, spread out is going to at least allow you to make contact, right? So now you start at least feeling confidence coming back a little bit because you're making contact.
Uh-huh.
And then you bring that front foot of his back in because he's left-handed.
Uh-huh.
And you start to get your legs on you again, and you start to get that swag back. Well, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
And I think what happens is you start to succumb to, like, you know what, I'm on deck. And when I walk to the box, I'm out. Now, I've been in that situation, too.
It's the worst.
I've been 49 at bat straight, but I've definitely been in that on-deck circle thinking, geez, I hope I don't have to hit right here because I don't think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
So, you know what I mean? And it literally smothers you. And you go home and, you know, I know he has a family and you're trying to be, you know, super dad and, you're trying to be a great husband, and then tomorrow comes. And as you're driving to the park at 2 o'clock, you're like, man, I hope it rains. I hope it snows. You know, this is a conversation you have with yourself. Ain't nothing in that conversation is like, yo, today's the day. Well, I'm not saying it don't happen for everybody. For me, I'm going to speak to that as far as going to that park and going, man, what worse can happen? I go down to the cage. I work my tail off at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I done worked as hard as I could. My hands hurt. And now I got a wago at 7 o'clock. And I'm doubting myself already because this dude on the mound literally has me at his disposal.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't hit. I'm fouling off the fastball, and I'm not hitting the off-speed pitch. And when I do put it in play, I'm hitting atom balls right at people.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're up against it, but I'll tell you, we got about 10 seconds. What you should do is crack open a six-pack and flood the field like they did with Kevin Costner. We got to get a rain out here, Cliffy, or you got to get a slump buster if you're single.
Yeah. So many times some stuff happens where you're like, yeesh. Come on now.
It's ugly, buddy.
Just let anything happen.
Oh, man. Or bunt. Cliff, great catching up. Thank you very much.
No doubt.
Thank you, Cliff.
Man, that's a tough feel. Like football, I know when you put a few on the ground, you probably had. But baseball, that isolation, you're literally always
protected in football.
You're out before you step in.
You're right.
You are out before you even step in. That is a horrendous feeling. Cliff's the best. Hour three coming up. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.